Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatāparakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha. So today is the most auspicious Vyas Puja day. Srila Prabhupada is very nicely written in his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 24, text 48, regarding this Vyas Puja. So we will read from Prabhupada's words. Prabhupada is the great authority. He is our authority. I may have my opinion, you may have your opinion. We may disagree with each other, you see. But if we can lay aside my opinion and your opinion, and we can take the words of Srila Prabhupada, then we have perfect agreement. So Prabhupada explains, even though we may not have the fortune to contact the Supreme Lord personally, the Lord's representative is as good as the Lord Himself, because such a representative does not say anything unless it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore gives a definition of Guru. Jare Deka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh Chaitanya Charitamrita Majalila, Chapter 7, Text 128. The bona fide guru is he who advises his disciples exactly in accordance with the principles spoken by Krishna. The bona fide guru is he who has accepted Krishna as guru. This is the guru parampara system. The original guru is Vyasadeva, because he is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein everything spoken relates to Krishna. Therefore, Guru Puja is known as Vyasa Puja. In the final analysis, the original Guru is Krishna. His disciple is Narada, whose disciple is Vyas. And in this way, we gradually come in touch with the Guru Parampara system. One cannot become a Guru if he does not know what the personality of Godhead, Krishna, or his incarnation wants. The mission of the Guru is the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So why do we worship the spiritual master?
Translation. Net jeigu mes neturime sėkmės sutikti aukščiausią Dievo asmenį, viešpatės atstovas yra toks pats geras, kaip ir pas viešpas, todėl kad toksai atstovas nesako nieko, ko nepasakė pats aukščiausias Dievo asmuo. Todėl ši Čaitanya Mahaprabhu mums duoda guru apibūdinimą. Yara Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesha, Čaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 7.1.8. Bona fide guru yra tas, kuris patarė savo mokiniam lygiai, ta, ką patarė pats Krishna. Todėl bona fide guru yra tas, kuris priėmė Krishna kaip savo guru. Tokia yra guru parampara sistema. Pirminis guru yra Vyasadeva, todėl jisai yra Bhagavat Gitos ir Šimat Bhagavatam kalbėtojas. Ir viskas, kas išsakyta tenais, išsakyta susijus su Krishna. Todėl guru puja yra žinoma kaip Vyasa puja. Galutinės analizės būdu, pirminis guru yra Krishna, o jo mokinys Narada, kuris yra Vyasos mokinys, ir kurio mokinys yra Vyasa. Ir tokiu būdu mes palaipsniui prieiname iki visos guru paramparos. Žmogus negali tapti guru, jeigu jisai nežino, kas yra aukščiausias Dievo asmuo ar jo ir ko nori jo inkarnacijos. Guru misija yra aukščiausio Dievo asmens misija, tai yra skleisti Krišnos sąmonę visame pasaulyje.
So the whole point is we have to accept some authority.
Taigi mes turime priimti tam tikrą autoritetą.
If we don't say Krishna is authority, we don't take God as our authority.
Jeigu mes nesakom, kad Krishna yra mūsų autoritetas, mes neprimam Dievo autoritetą. Tai kokį mes autoritetą priimsim?
Some nonsense rascal.
Kažkokį niekšą.
Why should God be taken as the supreme authority?
Kodėl Dievas turi būti priimamas kaip aukščiausias autoritetas?
Well, it's quite logical that God should be taken as the supreme authority.
Tai yra logiška, kad Dievas turėtų būti priimamas kaip aukščiausias autoritetas.
Because this whole thing is his arrangement.
Nes viskas yra taip sutvarkyta.
It's like if you purchase some device,
lygiai kaip
like this camera here.
Kažkokį tai įrenginį, pavyzdžiui, kamerą.
Who is the authority of how that camera operates?
Kas yra autoritetas pasakyti, kaip ta kamera veikia?
The authority is the manufacturer of the camera.
Autoritetas yra tas, kas tą kamerą sukūrė.
The manufacturer knows every little detail what's going on inside of that camera.
Kameros kūrėjas žinos kiekvieną subtilybę tos kameros.
So if you take that manufacturer as your authority as to how to operate the camera.
Tad jeigu priimsite už autoritetą kameros kūrėją,
then you can get the proper utilization of the camera.
Tuomet išmoksite tinkamai naudotis kamerą.
If you speculate,
bet jeigu spekuliuosit,
you might break the camera.
Galite ją net sulaužyti.
So one has to take the authority.
Taigi žmogus turi priimti autoritetą.
The manufacturer of the camera is the authority.
Ir kameros kūrėjas yra autoritetas.
So this whole existence, it is manufactured by God.
Taigi visa egzistencija sukurta Dievo.
Therefore God is the supreme authority as to how it operates and how one can properly utilize it.
Todėl Dievas yra aukščiausias autoritetas, žinantis kaip tinkamai naudoti ir kaip veikia visa kūrinyje.
This is the great lacking of the modern day society.
Ir tai didelis trūkumas modernioje visuomenėje.
They rejected the authority of God.
Todėl kad jie atmeta Dievo autoritetą.
They are putting themselves forward as authority. I am big PhD.
Bet save pastato kaip autoriteto vieton.
I have big title. You take me as authority.
Aš turiu didelį titulą. Priimkite mane kaip autoritetą.
So why we should take the spiritual master's authority?
Todėl kodėl mes turėtume priimti guru kaip autoritetą?
He's just giving his opinion, isn't it?
Nes jis duoda savo nuomonę, tiesa?
No, the spiritual master is not giving his opinion.
Ne, dvasinis mokytojas neduoda savo nuomonės.
He is the representative of the manufacturer.
Jisai atstovauja kūrėją.
He is trained by the manufacturer and all the details of how this existence is meant to be properly utilized.
Kūrėjas jį apmokino apie visas egzistencijos detales.
So if we take our directions either from the manufacturer himself or from his representative, then we can get the proper utilization of this existence that we're finding ourselves in.
Tad jeigu mes priimsime tinkamus pamokymus iš egzistencijos kūrėjo arba jo atstovo, tuomet tinkamai mokėsime panaudoti.
Then we become liberated souls actually.
Ir iš tiesų tapsime išsivadavusiomis sielomis.
Mukta. Liberated soul.
Išsivadavusiomis sielomis.
Rupa Goswami describes.
Rupa Goswami apibūdina.
Iha yasya herir dasyai karmana manasa gera nikala svapyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchate. One who engages his body, mind and words in the service of Krishna.
Kas užima savo kūną, protą ir žodžius tarnystei Krishnai.
Is a liberated soul in all conditions of material existence.
Visomis aplinkybėmis yra išsivadavusi siela.
So this Vyasa Puja is very, very important thing.
Taigi ši Vyasa Puja yra labai svarbus dalykas.
It means we are giving all respect to the representative of Vyasadeva.
Tai reiškia, kad jūs suteikite visą pagarbą Vyasadevos atstovui.
Actually, we are worshiping Vyasadeva.
Iš tiesų, tai mes garbiname Vyasadevą.
But through the channel of the spiritual master, that worship is going to Vyasadeva.
Bet tas garbinimas perduodamas per dvasinį mokytoją.
The spiritual master doesn't think, oh, all this worship is for me.
Dvasinis mokytojas negalvoja, kad štai šitas garbinimas skirtas man.
He just thinks that I've been engaged by my authorities in accepting this worship to be transferred to Vyasadeva.
Jisai galvoja, kad štai mano autoritetai mane užėmė tokią padėtimį, kad aš turiu perduoti šitą garbinimą Vyasadevai.
I had the very good fortune to be with Prabhupada in 1972 on his Vyasa Puja day.
72 metais man buvo didelė sėkmė būti kartu su Prabhupada jo Vyasa Pujoje.
It was such a wonderful festival. Oh, it was so wonderful.
Tai buvo toks nuostabus festivalis.
It was in the hills of West Virginia, at New Vrindavan.
Vakarų Virginijos kalnuose, naujajame Vrindavane.
And it was the summertime. It was very beautiful. Everything was green and bright sunshine and pleasant, very pleasant weather. Very
pleasant. Buvo nuostabus oras, buvo vasara, viskas žydėjo.
And the devotees had built a pavilion, which means a roof without any walls. So we were in the shade.
Ir atsidavusiai pastatė paviljoną, tai reiškia stogas be jokių sienų. Buvo pavėsis.
So Prabhupada, they drove Prabhupada up the mountain in a car and he came up there in the pavilion and we had a most wonderful Guru Puja about maybe, seemed like about 500 devotees who were there worshipping Prabhupada.
Ir atsidavusi automobiliu atvežė Šilą Prabhupadą ant kalno ir tenais toks buvo nuostabi šventė, gal 500 atsidavusių garbino Šilą Prabhupadą.
The Vyasa Puja day was actually a culmination of a whole week-long Bhagavad Dhamma discourses.
Ir šita Vyasa Pujos šventė buvo kulminacija visos savaitės trukusios Bhagavatam
aptarimo.
Atsidavusi, tai
The New York Times was there.
Taip gražiai visiems pristatė, kad
big media people came to cover this event, the Bhagavad Dhamma discourses.
Daug didžių svarbių asmenybių atvyko.
And they were there to cover the Vyasa Puja also.
Ir jie taip pat sudalyvavo ir Vyasa Pujoje.
So Prabhupada could understand these media people, they don't know anything about our culture. Here they see a man being worshipped.
Ir Prabhupada suprato, kad šitie žmonės iš masmedijos, jie nesupras, kas čia vyksta, galvos, kad čia garbinamas žmogus, kodėl.
So Prabhupada gave a very nice example for the common person to understand what is this Vyasa Puja.
Todėl Šrila Prabhupada davė labai suprantamą pavyzdį, kad paprastas žmogus suprastų, kas ta Vyasa Puja.
He said that during the British rule of India,
jisai papasakojo, kad kuomet Britai valdė Angliją,
the British royalty, they were staying in London. They didn't come to India much at all.
Kai valdė Indiją, jie daug neatvykdavo į Indiją, jie gyvendavo Londone.
But the viceroy, he remained in India.
Bet jie turėdavo savo atstovus Indijoje.
To rule on behalf of the king or the queen.
Kurie valdydavo Indiją pagal Anglijos karaliaus nurodymus ar karalienės.
So whenever the viceroy would come, he would be received just like the king or the queen of England had come.
Ir kaip tik tas atstovas, kur atvyktų, jis būdavo priimamas kaip pati Anglijos karalienė ar karalius.
So many gifts would be presented.
Tiek daug dovanų būdavo dovanojama.
But the viceroy, he would not take any gift for himself. He would give everything, send everything to London for the royal treasury.
Bet jisai nieko savo nepasilikdavo, iš viskas siūsdavo į Londoną.
So in this way, the spiritual master, he's like the viceroy.
Tokiu būdu dvasinis mokytojas yra kaip tas atstovas.
He's accepting your loving offerings, he's accepting your bhakti, and he's sending it to his spiritual master, who's sending it to his spiritual master.
Jisai priima jūsų meilę, jūsų ir perduoda ją savo dvasiniu mokytoju.
Who's sending it to Krishna.
Ir taip,
but that doesn't mean that we should not worship the spiritual master, because he's just a representative. Why should I worship the spiritual master? He's not the supreme authority. He's only a representative. Why should I worship him? Krishna answers this question. Ye me bhakta jana parata na me bhakta shtate janaha mad bhakta nam cha ye bhakta te me bhakta mata mata. He says, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, that person is my devotee. So you want to be a devotee of Krishna? You want to worship
Krishna?
You have to worship the spiritual master. You have to observe Vyasa Puja. Without Vyasa Puja, there's no Krishna Puja. Unless we worship the spiritual master, Krishna will never accept our devotion. This is why the Vedic injunction is very clear. Tad viganartam sagrum eva vigatschat. If you want to realize the absolute truth, you must approach the spiritual master. In Sanskrit grammar, the verbal ending changes the meaning. So the root word is gach, just gachati, he goes, gachanti, they go. Gachat, must go. So this verse states, tad vaganartam sagurum eva vigatschat. If you want to realize that truth, you have to go to the spiritual master. And how do you go? As an equal? Treating the spiritual master as an equal? He's your buddy, your pal? Arjuna was taking Krishna like that in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. This is my pal Krishna. In that state of taking Krishna in a familiar way, Arjuna was completely bewildered. So one should never take the spiritual master in a familiar way. One must always see him as the external manifestation of the super soul. Now, honoring the spiritual master in this way, properly, Krishna will be pleased with you. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurdvakam dadami buddha yogam tam yenamam upiyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding how to come to me. So one who actually follows Krishna's instructions and properly worships the spiritual master is blessed with all knowledge and realization within his heart. How to become the pure devotee. And if we find fault with the spiritual master, taking him to be an ordinary man, we're killing our spiritual life. So this Vyasa Puja is very, very important. One must worship the spiritual master as good as God. I was shocked when I first heard them. One day we were coming back from Sankirtan. I was just a bhakta, I wasn't initiated. And Vishnujana Swami told me, he said, you have to accept Prabhupada as good as God. I was thinking, what? Accepting a man as good as God? I didn't say it, but it was just in my mind. I had all respect for Vishnujana Swami. But I a little doubt was flashing in my brain when I heard him say that. But then I pondered deeply those words he had spoken to me. And I considered that the spiritual master was doing nothing but repeating the words of Krishna. And his whole life was fully, purely absorbed in serving Krishna. So then it made sense to me, yes. One must accept the spiritual master as good as God. That's the injunction in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yashya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata goro tasyaite ketitahyarta prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. So if you want to realize the Vedic knowledge, if you want to become a liberated soul, fully enlightened with transcendental knowledge, then you must put your faith in the Supreme Authority, Krishna. And you must also put your faith in the Supreme Authority of the Spiritual Master, because he is purely representing Krishna. That is the purport of Vyasa Puja. So, I think we can stop here. I thank you very much for so nicely receiving me and worshipping me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Vyasadeva ki jai.
Jai.